star of
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. On moving day, I'm joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Tom, you remind me of my buddy Anthony.
Is that right?
Because you're moving out.
That's true. That is a good point. What is that? Is that Billy Joel?
Yeah. Your favorite.
I'm reminiscent of him to you, and... I am fucking beat up. I'm emptying an apartment by myself. It sucks. Moving to LA, La La Land, they call it. Me and Tim, our guests today. Hello, Tim.
Hello, everyone.
We are driving.
He's back with his catchphrase.
Yep, it's I. We are driving across this beautiful land we call the United States of America, spelled with three K's.
That's right. I kept trying to get that beauty bar show named Kofi's Comedy Cauldron with all three K's. Kofi is black. Mm-hmm. and have his face on there. And Kofi was like, no.
We should tell the people where we're going to be because we need to move some tickets, baby.
We got to sell some ticks, baby.
Chicago, come on. Buy these tickies.
Only five of you bought some. Yeah, we need at least another five.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, come on. I think that people will buy it, but it's a day of town. It happened to be at Zany's, too. But come to Lincoln Lodge. That is Wednesday. November 2nd. We'll be in Columbus the day before that at a Don't Tell show, so... Come out to that, and then Omaha, Nebraska on the 3rd, and then Wise Guys the 4th and the 5th.
Hail Varsity Club in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of some shit like that, Tommy?
Not till now.
Yeah, me neither.
Buy a ticket.
I do like that we're at this moment where it's three men in their 30s mm-hmm. sitting in an empty apartment talking about Taylor Swift. It
feels like Manchester by the Sea if they started a podcast.
I did start a fire downstairs. I've never seen the movie.
That's part of it.
I heard there's a fire.
You certainly nailed part of it.
Oh, man. I just said this yesterday, but it is like the Lenny and the Simpsons just being like, don't tell anyone how I live.
This is truly a sad scene. It's not good. And talking about Taylor Swift, too, it's very fun. So we're talking today about the new Taylor Swift album. Me and Tim just listened to it. Tommy is here to defend the new album. Are people criticizing the new album? I feel like I haven't heard a lot about
this. Well, she always sparks a big conversation.
Sure.
You know? I think it's always worth talking about whenever she comes out with an album, mm-hmm. especially this one. It's a new stylistic departure from the last mm-hmm. few. And because she'd put out her two pandemic albums, Folklore and Evermore, and they were very similar. They were just kind of like chill, mm-hmm. more acoustic vibe. They had Aaron Dessner from The National working on it and stuff. And this is more of, it's a return to pop. A lot of people are calling it like a more mature 1989 kind of thing, which I like a lot. I think it's better than the last two albums.
I listened to it in full the first time. The only song I had heard before, we mentioned it briefly, I think, on the last one, but I listened to Antihero mm-hmm. because everybody was talking about it, and I didn't understand the context of the song. You explained it to me, but I hadn't listened to the rest of it, and I put it on from track one today, not the extended version, the regular Midnights, and I really liked it. I thought she came out of the gate strong. I was enjoying it. I was losing my mind packing and carrying things, but I was enjoying listening to the songs. I liked Lavender Haze a lot. Yeah. I thought it was a great album opener. And it made me like Antihero more. Like, by the time I got to it within the context of the album, I liked it more.
So I was listening to it on the walk over here.
Mm-hmm.
And in Antihero, she says she sees everyone as sexy babies.
Yeah, yes. That part is fucked up.
She's a monster. Now, I'm texting my girlfriend, Micah Fox, who I have a podcast with, Great Hang. You can listen to it on Apple.
I'm editing this out.
She said it's a reference to 30 Rock. The sexy baby thing.
It's from
when they had the writer dress as a sexy baby to get away from her abusive mm-hmm. boyfriend. And Micah said, just in case you weren't sure, these were sung by a white woman. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, thanks, Micah. Mm-hmm. She also thinks that Midnight Rain is the official hit of the album.
Oh,
and that her vocals sound vanilla on this album. And she feels like it's a reset to appeal to younger girls.
Interesting.
Hmm.
She also said, use the term, she lost her quill and picked up the glitter pen.
Now, if you hadn't said that was from Mike, I would have thought you wrote that. Because yes. It seems like some shit you would say.
That's a Tim line. Oh, did she drop her quill?
I wrote back, I'm going to sound like a genius. Devil faces.
Yeah, the sexy baby line has gotten a lot of heat as far as like reasons to defend it. I did not even know it was a reference.
Yeah, I guess Micah said it was a reference, but I don't know. She could be lying to me. I don't know.
Well, someone needs to give Taylor the memo. Honey, it's horses now.
It's horses now. Talk about sexy horses.
And then you're looking like a wolf in the distance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I that line bothered me. It's the song was a little too cute for me the first time, but this time listening to it again, I liked the part where she says she has the dream about her relative killing her. And
so they do that as a sketch in the video, which I kind of hate. It's funny because John Early's in it and Mike Birbiglia.
That's amazing.
And Ricky Lindholm, they're all in it.
Wow.
As a sketch, but it sucks because it's like a lot of times when you're playing a song on YouTube, you just want to listen to the song, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just like, why don't I have to listen to this damn sketch now?
Or do they stop it? And
yeah, they stop all the music, do like a full minute long sketch, yeah. then bring the music back. And it's like, you put this on at a party, you're fucked.
Oh, you are fucked.
They kill Mike Birbiglia and he's laying on the ground and goes, what I should have said was nothing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kill him for that.
Yeah. I didn't understand. Is she the anti-hero? What is going on in the story?
So she is a climate criminal.
Oh. I think the clue is when she says, I'm the anti-hero.
Yes.
That's the clue I would take.
She says, it's
she
me.
How is she an anti-hero? She's Taylor Swift.
She does say, it's me. It's I. I'm the problem. Everyone agrees. I think it might be her that she's talking about.
But what is she the problem about?
She's a climate
about
criminal.
Various mistakes. Yeah. You know? She's taking accountability. She's saying narcissism. She's talking about, you know, all the things that she's been criticized for and kind of has deflected on in the past. It's taken accountability. Yeah, it's a great move, great song.
Didn't vote for Hillary.
The one reason
she voted for Trump.
One of the 80% of white women that voted for Trump.
Yeah, 80. Is that true? 80% of white women voted for Trump? I think that can't be.
I think it's something really high.
It was not 80%.
80% of women did not vote.
It might have been 90%.
I think it was 55% of female voters.
Yeah.
Of white female voters voted for Trump. And let's not relitigate the 2016 election for no reason.
Well, it is election season.
That's true.
Get out there and vote.
It says here 81 million people voted. Oh, okay, hold on.
This is
anyway. All right,
let's start playing music.
Anyway, greatest president we've ever had.
Shut up.
Okay, let's listen to. So
it's Joe Biden. I meant to say.
Let's go. Let's go, Robin, Brandon.
Old Robinette and himself.
It's fun. I like saying Brandon in a supportive context about Biden.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Brandon. All right, let's hear the song that you said. Midnight Rain is the.
That's what Micah thinks is the hit of the album.
Let's give it a shot. I don't remember it.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted bad pain. He wanted a bride, I was taking my own way.
Yep.
He stayed the same. All of me changed like
him.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted bad pain.
Skip four, right? It's the same thing.
Yeah. There we go. Do you guys think she says midnight too much on the album?
I think she puts the mid in midnight.
Oh, oh no.
Shit. I did it.
Tim.
Don't you think
I wrote that on the way.
I put up my quill.
Put out my quill, turned into a glitter pen.
I picked up my dumbass pen.
I got my crayon and I said...
Yeah. Now the album's all right.
It's not mid. It's all right.
It's fine.
Well, mid is worse than fine.
Yeah, is it? It means mid. Mid is like medium, which is fine.
I think is just above that. In my eyes.
Fair enough.
In my heart of hearts.
Oh my God, I might pass out.
This is so funny. So I looked at, like, whenever a Taylor Swift album comes out, people always do all their, they're trying to, like, decode everything. Yeah. They treat it like it's lost, you know?
Yeah, like it's QAnon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love Taylor's music, but I have never had the urge at all to do that.
Yeah.
Just like everyone's constantly arguing about who, which song is about. And I just read an article about this song. It's like, who is the mysterious low voice?
Yeah.
Fans are debating, and the answer is it's Taylor's voice pitched down.
Yes.
Taylor has never sounded that low before.
But with the magic of computers.
Yeah.
What was she saying? In that one song, she says she's single, but she doesn't, or she's single, but I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how does she not remember?
Yeah. I think she's saying that's what she'll say is like,
to the people that from nowadays?
No, to kind of tease her man, being like, if you don't act right, I'm going to start saying I might be single, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and that's what'll keep you single into your 30s.
Let's
I'll tell
go.
You that. It's that kind of behavior that makes you an anti-hero.
This is when Tim gets into his Steve Harvey bag, tells women how to not be single. You want to lock down a man,
I mean,
you need to stop threatening him.
If I could sell that many books, I would do it.
Do you think it's fucked up that this is Micah's favorite song on the album and it's like about a guy who all of me changed, he stayed the same? He was like a loser, I was chasing fame, I don't know.
She has just gotten more and more successful since I've dated her.
That's true.
Which has been good for the family.
Mm-hmm. For you and Toe.
I have regressed, to be quite honest. I am worse off than I've ever been. I was walking over here being like, yeah, my life sucks. But
it's just because the Colts lost.
No, I know. The Colts lost yesterday really bummed me out. But I kept being like, my life sucks, but it is fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I probably have more fun than the average.
Yeah.
Then I would say I have top 1% fun.
Yeah. And bottom 1% money and success.
It's truly incredible how much fun I have for so little money. I'm like a man who just owns an ATV. It's the most fun you could possibly have.
That's true. That's true. I feel like people are liking this album, and I've seen a bunch of different people say different tracks. I don't know. I haven't listened to it enough to know what my bop of the, you know, of the days. I do like that one where she's like kissing in a crowded room and your friend.
Question. That's in my four. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was good. That was playing as I was walking up.
And the rumor is that's about Harry Styles.
That's what I kind of thought that. Yeah. That's weird. I don't know why I thought that. I didn't even know they had a history, but it popped. I think because he's been so in the zeitgeist lately, it felt like it. I don't know.
Well, I guess there was some like incident New Year's Eve party where they were like making out and everyone was talking about it. So that's why everyone thinks that it's about
Harry. Is Harry Styles non-binary?
Well, we should listen to that one.
Speaking of questions,
let us know in the comments.
I thought I saw something where it's like Harry Styles is non-binary.
Play the song.
I'm looking it up. Circumstances, miscommunications, and I have to say, by the way, I just may like some explanations.
Can I ask you a question? Is Harry Styles non-binary now? Every single one of your friends was making fun of you. But 15 seconds later, they were clapping too. Then what did you do? Did you leave a house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight? When she said it was too much, do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question. Time she was on your mind with some dickhead.
said it before, but I am always a sucker for a Taylor Swift saying the word fucking.
Yeah.
See,
yep.
You and I are on different paths. Whoa. I wrote cursing in here, and I don't think she needs to be cursing. This is, why is Taylor Swift cursing in my notes?
Because she's our age. Yeah. She's not a child.
She's a grown-up now.
Yeah, but little girls listen to her shit. Little girls don't need to be knowing about fucking.
No, you're allowed to cuss.
Little girls need to listen to Great Hang.
They will not hear word one about fucking if they listen to Great Hang.
Yeah, they're waiting to consummate their podcast.
Harry Styles says sexuality is fun, and I have one thing to say. Pick up a Bible, brother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just a prude when it comes to, I just see her as like when she was like a little country lady. I'm an old man.
I believe Simple Plan once said, I'm just a prude and life is a nightmare. The Tim McLaughlin story.
Yeah, why is she cussing? No, I like it. I like when she cusses. I like when people are cussing. I think it's cool.
I do cuss a lot, which is very against my style to be like, don't cuss, because I curse all the time.
Is it possible? Because she's a woman.
Oh, that might be it. It could be. I could be sexist.
Yeah, like damn. It's like whenever Molly Rankin says "fucking" or "fuck,"
yeah,
it's so cool.
Get a little charge out of that.
But they're a cooler band.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm not gonna argue. Not gonna fight out of me for that.
I just feel like Taylor Swift has such a wide appeal that she doesn't need to say fuck so much.
Yeah.
Because children listen to this stuff, but I guess children could just go on the computer and watch people Google fuck. Each other. So it's like, I guess her saying fuck is not that bad.
That's what they're looking up to.
Tim's got his quill back.
They're Googling Stephen A. Smith getting his ass ate. Getting his whole ass ate.
So I really like the song Bejeweled.
Max Kellerman is doing it. I like this song.
Yeah.
Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind.
This is about the game on the phone.
Only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled.
I think that song's great.
That's good.
That's how I feel when I'm like, I'm about to go to a party. I'm going to walk in, you know, I'm like, I'm going to make this whole place shine. Yep. You know? And then I just kind of stand there quietly for a while. Nothing shines at all.
Yep.
That is how I walked into your party the other night.
Tommy walked in, but everybody goes, Tommy! Yep. Everybody was all excited.
And I said, where's the chili? And I was shocked to find out it was gone.
Man, that was a fun little party.
It was a nice time.
Just four guys watching 2 hours of television.
That old Lego head. Tommy. Yep.
Old Lego head Graham K. I'm going to see this very night. Oh, my God. Okay. Man, I am feeling rough, boys. This is not good.
Let's do one more song than the Peanut Gallery. And then I know you're rushing out.
Yeah.
This is more in the less party Taylor, more of the somber Taylor. I wanted to put in one of those. This one's called You're On Your Own, Kid.
Summer went away.
I like this one too. I like more songs than Micah did, I think.
Play it cool with the best of them. I wait patiently. He's gonna notice me. It's okay. We're the best of friends. Anyway, I hear it in your voice. You're smoking with your boys. I touch my
party of better bodies just to learn that you never
I like that. That's one. Great.
You're smoking with your boys. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That is
smoking
cool.
with your boys rules.
I miss it. I miss smoking with my boys so much.
I picture it's weed. I don't know. What do you think?
I've always pictured cigarettes.
I know you were picturing cig.
I'm highly addicted
to a cigar.
But you don't do it anymore.
Yeah. I know, but if I smoked one cigarette, I'd be back to a pack a day within 3 days.
Yep. Can't do it.
I was on What a Time to Be Alive yesterday. We're talking about the Italian defense minister had to go to the hospital because he smoked 150 cigarettes in a day.
Yeah. What?
And that's the kind of politics stuff they got going on over there.
The coolest guy ever.
That is awesome.
That's insane.
Eli told me I couldn't do that podcast because I was a white man.
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess there's another reason.
Wait, actually, we shouldn't have you on either. all right, should we see what the people are saying?
We should. I do think bring up really quickly. Well, you can start looking stuff up, but I the two other notable things, we didn't play any of the songs from the 3 a.m. version, which she released. You're never gonna believe this at 3 a.m.
Oh my!
When the album came out, Micah was drunk out of her mind.
Sure.
And she goes, "It's 12:02. Where is the album?" And I was like, "You need to calm down." And then she put it on. She found it finally and put it on and then stood there with her eyes closed, swaying back and forth for like 20 minutes. And I go, and then she came to bed. I go, "Did you like it?" And she goes, "Meh." Okay.
That's incredible.
That's great.
But yeah, so she put out like the bonus version has like 7 more songs. Which, yeah, I listened to them a little bit, and I'm sure there are good ones in there. But when you put out a 13-song album, I think you got to wait more than 3 hours to put out all these songs. You know?
Like, what an insane. That's a crazy move.
Give us some time to sit with the
You still haven't even put it out at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
There are people who are like, oh, this is so much better than the songs I just heard. I'm so sick of the midnights.
My cynical take on it is she's doing the damn streaming shit that like Drake does now, where every album has to be 20 songs so you can get more money from Spotify.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, now she has 2 albums. So you listen to the one version, you listen to the other version. Right. She
did break, I think, the Spotify record for most streams in a day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's why she put it out at midnight.
She's in her bag. You have all
24 hours to do it.
That's true.
Every album
does
come out on midnight.
No.
Oh, fuck. No, we put our album out at 8:03. We don't have a chance.
My album's going to come out at 11 a.m. So that right when everybody's about to go to lunch.
Yeah. Right when people like me are waking up. All right. We got a lot of comments here. Actually, not as many. Oh, wait. Did somebody? Oh, damn it. I thought somebody bought my. That doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter. What was I looking up? Oh, yeah. If you got any comments on the Patreon. So if you're on the Patreon, you get your comments guaranteed to be read. We did get a lot of comments on the Patreon. First off, we have Abigail, who says, "Snow on the Beach is incredible, but on behalf of all sad girls in love, we deserved to hear the queen who wrote Sad Girl and Lucky Ones sing more than background vocals. Yet it's my favorite song on the album, weird fucking beautiful. Also, and You're on Your Own is You're on Your Own Kid is a perfect song." Okay.
Yeah,
I agree. Well put, Abigail.
You know, I do also, because I got very excited. It was released, like, or it was announced ahead of time there was going to be a Lana Del Rey track. And that made me, because I'm a huge Lana fan, too.
Sure.
So I got very excited for that, and I was kind of bummed when I heard it.
Yeah. Nick C. says, felt like she was really trying to the Millennial Men demo. What?
Well, she knew
right,
it.
Trying to play what?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, trying to play too. Yeah.
Well, if that was her goal.
Yep. Nailed it.
Then go.
which I am, and I really enjoyed it. But maybe she makes everyone feel like the songs are relatable, and that's why she's so good. I think you're right, Nick. L says, "More songs about Carly Kloss. The lips I used to call home, so scarlet. There's no hetero explanation for this. Kaler evidence."
Whoa.
Dave says, if you guys want to explain this sexy baby shit, I'm all ears.
Well, we did.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it. Album is pretty good, though. It was done. Tim actually did it. Wow.
Now, soon you're going to be on your Van Gogh shit, motherfucker.
Kendra says, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I haven't been enjoying Midnights. To me, the writing is weak and like a weird mix of Lover and Reputation. Looking forward to hearing how y'all feel about it. Interesting. I mean, I'm enjoying it. So
I think there's some skips, but I do overall really like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good when I listened to it.
Yeah.
Here's a comment on our video about bringing God in schools. God should be everywhere. You guys are freaking idiots and liberals.
You're just squeezing this in?
There you go.
Not, on your YouTube?
They're not in the peanut gallery.
Yeah, they didn't pay to be on here.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah, you just broke the code, bro. Yeah,
what the hell? Yeah. You fumbled the
Cut
bag.
It out.
Mario Forador, he says it's a fat record with a PH.
Whoa. Well, there was the controversy, the fat controversy with the anti-hero video.
What's that?
I was just looking this up. So they had to change the video because she was getting a lot of complaints because she talked about her eating disorder and.
Did she do a Tyra Banks thing?
So the original
she had her fast food bag.
Yes. So in the I'm reading this now. During one scene of her anti-hero video, Swift originally looked down at a scale, and instead of her weight appearing, the word "fat" showed up in all caps. Some people found the imagery problematic and called the scene fatphobic because it reinforces the idea of being fat as bad. Mm. So that has been cut entirely from the video.
Damn.
Well,
interesting. Hmm. What do you guys?
This
think?
Country's never going to get healthy.
Well, I thought what you were going to say would have been worse, so I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a big win.
I had a bunch of things lined up, and then I just picked, I go, oh, let's be nice.
That was the best we could hope for.
Yep. Danielle, sorry, Halig says, once an artist has released 10-plus albums, I'm not too critical. She seems to be at a place where she can just do whatever she wants, whenever she wants, and I think that's great. Yeah, ooh. I mean, she's definitely there. I agree with that. Did we get anything on the Twitter?
No, no one responded.
Interesting.
They're too scared.
Cowards.
Ever since Elon bought it, no one's.
Let's see here. We got some comments on the Facebook. So, Derek Hart says, I'm more of a fan of, new Taylor album. Oh, I see what they're doing here. They said, I'm more of a fan of his older stuff like Fire and Rain, and you've got a friend. Because I said, Taylor. Yep. All right. Good stuff here. Funny stuff, Derek.
That's crazy because I was about to go, boo.
He says, P.S. looking forward to seeing you and Tim Wednesday night.
I mean, good job. Good job, guys.
Oh, I like that. This is Derek Hart.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, I met him at a...
You get a free koozie, brother.
Oh, I found my koozies, too. I'm going to probably give mine away because they suck.
We can just do a dual thing.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Jason Hillman says, it's no better or worse than the last three. Showing someone who is in a nice creative holding pattern and can write classics in her sleep. True. Alex Schubert says, I got broken up with on the same day it came out. This can't be a coincidence. Damn, sorry, Shubes. That's a recent one.
Schubert got broken up
with. The next 10 comments are also from Shubes.
Help me.
I am not well. Garrett Elzinga says to Schubert, she must have heard would have, could have, should have. And Alex Schubert says, I'm listening to it right now and three tracks in, I can't say I blame her.
That's the one that's supposed to be about John Mayer.
Oh, then he says, for what it's worth, I was about to break up with her myself, so I'm doing all right. What the fuck?
What are you
fuck,
doing
Schubert?
In our comments talking about this shit?
Jesus Christ.
This is not the place.
John Cessna says, Max Fine sits down at a keyboard and cracks his knuckles. No comment from Max yet. I'm sure, I wonder what he thinks about it. Have you talked to him? Yeah, he's so strong now.
Should I call him?
No. Brian Purdy says, I'm not really a fan and hadn't heard much of her stuff until now. I kept hearing the hype, so I decided to give it a listen. It's really fucking good. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
I think it got an 8 from Pitchfork.
Wow.
I read a positive review in the New Yorker. I think it is generally consensus that it's good.
I like it a lot.
An 8 from Pitchfork. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, Pitchfork kind of sucks up to Taylor Swift now, I think. Well, first of all, I always think the albums are good, but they had the big controversy where they covered they wrote a review of Ryan Adams' cover of 1989, but they didn't review debut 1989 yeah. because it wasn't like it was too like pop for yeah. them. Uh-huh. And I think since then they like released reviews of all the records that were like all very glowing. Yeah. And now it's like I kind of think they are just sucking up.
You're probably right. Yeah. Well, that does it for this episode of the podcast, guys. This is the last one is with me as a resident in New York. It's crazy. Pretty crazy. Pretty fucked up shit. I wish I could really soak it in, but I have so much fucking shit to do that I can't enjoy myself just yet. But this was a nice time. I'm glad you boys were here.
Yeah, me too. You can follow me. Yeah. Okay.
Are you gonna do it?
Oh no, I'm just kidding. You can follow me at @hot_comic69 and listen to the Great Hang with Micah
what
and Tim.
What the fuck just happened?
I
don't know.
I was doing my joke and then I actually ended up doing the plug.
Yeah, well, it's that time. while you're at it, hey, check out me and Tim and Connor's podcast, The Three Horsemen Pod.
That's right.
I made a song for it this week that did very poorly on social media.
It's doing very well on YouTube.
Is that true?
It has like almost 350.
Hey.
So check it out. Three Horsemen podcast on YouTube. Sam Ellinger song. It's up there. It is good.
It's my cover of Linger. Very last funny. Night. Somehow every comedian I know saw it. Because last night everybody at the cellar was like, so that song, huh? You doing all right? Like,
no. Taylor Swift would kill herself if she could write this well.
Exactly.
She would quill herself.
Imagine fitting Alec Pierce and Jelani Woods into a cover of the song Linger.
Taylor could never.
I think it's a masterpiece.
Thank you, Tim. It was a pain in the ass. It took me like four. I should have been packing yesterday. I'm fucked today because I spent time making this dumbass song.
I told Micah, I go, this took Tom 4 hours. She goes, oh my God. What?
It really took me more time than that. But
it was so funny yesterday because you were listing like all the shit you had to do and you kept including this parody song.
Yeah.
It's one of your big tasks.
That nobody wanted or needed. God damn
and
it.
He's starting the rest of the season. It could have come out. I could have waited.
I wanted, in case he had a big day, I wanted to have it out. But whatever, life sucks, and I'm trying to kill myself so I don't have to move any of this shit out anymore. But check out Tommy.
That'll do.
No, give him your
name. Buy tickets to me and Luke Mona is doing our show for New York Comedy Festival at the Gutter. It's going to be very fun. Then I'm doing my Christmas show December 15th at Union Hall, and my special taping is January 12th at Hell House. I mean, Bell House.
I'm scared. All right. We'll see you guys.
Happy Halloween.
Sorry it's a short episode. We'll be back with regular ones soon. It's just we're busy. All right. We love you. Keep it crispy. Bye.